Satellite systems. Military satellite projects were added to the mission of the Western Development Division in the mid-1950s and came to play an increasingly important role in the activities of the division's successors. The first satellite program was known as the Military Satellite System, or Weapon System 117L, or WS-117L. The commander of Air Research and Development Command transferred responsibility for the program from Wright Air Development Center to WDD on October 10th of 1955. WS-117L was, in concept, a family of separate subsystems that could carry out different missions, including photographic reconnaissance and missile warning. However, by the end of 1959, WS-117L had evolved into three separate programs: the Discoverer Program, the Satellite and Missile Observation System, or SAMOS, and the Missile Defense Alarm System, or MIDAS. Discoverer and SAMOS were to carry out the photographic reconnaissance mission, and MIDAS was to carry out the missile warning mission. Reconnaissance systems. The Discoverer program carried out 38 public launches and achieved many technological breakthroughs. Discoverer 1, launched on February 28th of 1959, was the world's first polar orbiting satellite. Discoverer 2, launched on April 13, 1959, was the first satellite to be stabilized in orbit on all three axes, to be maneuvered on command from the Earth, to separate a re-entry vehicle on command, and to send its re-entry vehicle back to Earth. Discoverer 13, launched on August 10, 1960, ejected a capsule that was subsequently recovered in the Pacific Ocean, the first successful recovery of a man-made object ejected from an orbiting satellite. Discoverer 14, launched on August 18, 1960, ejected a capsule that was recovered in mid-air northwest of Hawaii by a JC-119 aircraft, the first successful aerial recovery of an object returned from orbit. The capsule from Discoverer 14 was the first to return film from orbit, inaugurating the age of satellite reconnaissance. Satellite reconnaissance filled a crucial need, because President Eisenhower had suspended aerial reconnaissance of the Soviet Union just 3 months earlier after the Soviets had shot down the U-2 spy plane piloted by Francis Gary Powers. The Discoverer program officially ended after the launch of Discoverer 38 on February 22, 1962. In reality, however, it continued in clandestine form until May 31, 1972, carrying out 145 launches under the secret codename Corona. At the discretion of President Eisenhower, and later of President Kennedy, the direction and management of Corona and other satellite reconnaissance programs passed to a new DoD agency, the National Reconnaissance Office, or NRO. When it was created in 1961, Corona's first major accomplishment was to provide photographs of Soviet missile launch complexes. It also identified the Plesetsk missile test range north of Moscow and provided information about what missiles were being developed, tested, and deployed. These and other accomplishments came to light when the Corona program was declassified in February 1995. SAMOS, the second program that evolved from WS-117L, aimed at developing a heavier reconnaissance payload that would be launched by an Atlas Agena booster rather than the Thor Agena used to launch Discoverer. The payloads were intended to collect photographic and electromagnetic reconnaissance data. The photographic data would be collected by cameras in the Agena spacecraft, like the Corona payloads. However, the film would be scanned electronically in orbit and transmitted to ground stations. SAMOS had three unclassified launches from the West Coast: October 11, 1960, January 31, 1961, and September 9, 1961. Only the launch in January 1961 was successful. In 1962, a veil of secrecy was drawn across the SAMOS program, and the Air Force stopped releasing information about it. After several more classified launches, however, it was apparent that the technology for the electro-optical film readout system was not yet sufficiently advanced, and the Air Force Undersecretary Joseph V. Chirik canceled further work on the payload. Although SMC did not directly manage the development of imaging reconnaissance satellites after this, it did manage programs that were linked to them or their products. One of the most important was the Defense Dissemination System, or DDS, whose broad outlines were declassified in 1996. The Defense Dissemination Program Office, or DDPO, was established at SAMSO in July 1974 to develop a means to securely and rapidly provide reconnaissance imagery in nearly original quality to both strategic and tactical users. The DDPO developed a system consisting of segments for processing, transmitting, and receiving. The system was deployed to four strategic sites during 1976 to 1978, providing the first electronic dissemination of digital imagery for targeting and strategic threat assessment. The DTS went through three more generations of increasingly sophisticated improvements for compressing, transmitting, receiving, and reconstructing imagery for military users in the field. One of the third-generation DDS units was deployed to the Persian Gulf to support operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm. Fourth-generation DDS units were fielded to 70 strategic and tactical users by 1998. However, the DDPO itself ceased to exist as a program office on October 1, 1996, when it was combined with other agencies to create the National Imagery and Mapping Agency, also known as NEMA.